Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. How much we have to thank Him for and to praise Him for. And I'm just delighted that as I speak to you, the things in the mail this morning, the encouragement, the help, we're grateful. We sit around here with tears in our eyes and prayers on our lips because we're human. And the bills, it costs, and everything. You know about that. And we're utterly dependent upon you, teammate. And God is just blessed in such a way, and such a, just rejoicing. Can't hardly praise God enough for Rich and Kevin Wonke. These men, such a blessing and encouragement, and so excited about it and so grateful. You'd think I'd done them a big, big favor, and they say I have, by letting them take a truck and go back through the snows and the blizzards. And that's an amazing thing. When we were talking about it, that just the days when we were planning it, it was 2 below zero back there in Dakota. And there was snow, and it was bad, and it warmed up. It got up to 50 degrees back there. And it began to thaw. And Rich told me there was, in places, it was slimy. It was warm, but it was so much ice and frozen silt and dirt and accumulation that it was wasn't melted yet. It was melting, but said it was just slimy, and the wheels, when you get off into that, why, they'd spin. And he said it was so good to have that extra traction on that Western Star, and that was music to my ears, because that's one of the things that I thought was, it costs some extra, but there's time and time again. I've seen old Marv Betcher take that truck up over Lookout Pass. That's the big pass on Highway 90 that goes up out of Idaho, out of Wallace, up over the hill towards Missoula. And you've that traveled it, you remember Lookout Pass, because it winds back and forth. And we was going up there one night with a full load, and there was snow, and people were just spinning out, and they were crossways of the road and on both sides of the road and in the ditches, and there were trucks, and Marv just kept it going. We hadn't chained up. We had on traction tires, and it was the non-spin, this differentials I've been telling you about. And then I'll tell you something else. It was old Marv Betcher. That boy drove logging trucks. When he wasn't deep sea fishing and off season, well, he drove logging trucks, and he'd driven lots of highway trucks. And he, as a boy, he grew up back in Nebraska, so he wasn't a stranger to snow and cold weather and slick roads. And with his expertise, I sat there and prayed, and he had to go clear over to the center and pass on the left, and then off on the shoulder and pass on the right, and he just kept going. And he said, I'm going to take her till she stops, and then we'll put on the chains and go on. And we went up over the hill, and we were the only one that got over the hill that night without chains. God helped. And I'll tell you, the equipment's good, and the men are good. Thank God. I think of old Bob King and Leon Hansen. I want you to pray for Leon. We've got another trip coming up, and these boys, they like to get out there, and we like to have them because it's a blessing. But Leon had to have surgery on his shoulder a few years back. Had to reattach the ligaments to the collarbone or something. I don't know just what all in that shoulder, but it's bothering him again. And it looks like maybe they're going to talk about going in there again, and he's just dreading that. I want you people out in Radio Land to pray for this dear brother. He's been such a faithful teammate and put his dollars and his time and his effort into the effort, and his know-how along with Bob King on these computers and all. By the way, I attended the worship service here at the Woodland Park Chapel Sunday. Dear old brother Arnold Motz is up in his 90s, and he's in pretty tough shape physically. He was so glad I dropped in, and we rejoiced. We remembered back when he was a young man, and I was just a kid yet, and I wasn't saved yet at that time when I met him, and I sized him up. He was a Christian, but he had a 37 new Dodge coupe, and it was the prettiest, kind of a burnt brown, and I thought, man, that guy's doing all right. And I found out he worked for Swift and Company, and I found out that he was a shipping clerk down there, and he had an important position, and he tended to business. And I found out he was all business. The war came along, and he had to go do something, and he joined up with the American Field Service, and I prayed for him. But that time I'd found Jesus, and he was an example. He and his sister and their dear old daddy, the late Henry Motz, that built so many churches around Portland, little old German guy that didn't ever have much schooling and talked kind of broken and all, but it was kind of funny. He'd go in and it wouldn't be long till he'd have some old building, some old store full of people preaching to him. And so they're part of the American Missionary Fellowship, and now that's the old American Bible Society. That was started back in George Washington's day, and George Washington's son was a member of that organization, and some of the other early leaders of our country were in it, and their original goal, as you probably know if you're acquainted with that organization, was to start Sunday schools where there was no Sunday school or church. And they'd go into a pioneer community out in the West or clear across the nation, and they'd start a Sunday school in the schoolhouse or the Grange Hall. And many, many years later, when I was an evangelist, I was invited again and again to hold revival meetings for that organization back in the Montanas and Dakotas, and I did a lot of it, and they're fine people. And so when I looked at Brother Arn Mott Sunday, I want you to pray for his physical. He's carrying on, and how much longer he doesn't know, but you just keep praying for him that God will keep his hand on that dear old brother. And we're so glad that he's helped us here and you people, and we're getting along and we're making it. And I'm just so excited because we're going to load up a lot of this stuff on the next load. It's going to make a difference in what we've got stacked clear to the ceiling in a church basement. And we've got to carry it down steps and then back up steps. And when you're talking hundreds of boxes, that runs into real labor. But I just kind of get out of the way because I can pull myself up the stairs by using the banister and taking a step and a half at a time, or a half step, whatever it is. Put one foot up and then bring the other into the same tread. And instead of hitting a new one with my right foot, I generally bring that old crippled foot up last and plant it alongside of the good one, grab the railing a little higher up and give a big tug with my old arms and get up there. But I don't need sympathy, neighbor. I'm praising God. I'm not hurting unduly. There's a few little old pains and aches, but everybody's got those. And when I think of the joy that's in my heart and how much I have to thank God for, and the friends that I've got and the teammates that are praying and paying and getting involved, praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're loading up. We're going to take in load just This week yet, we'll be headed up. Bob King and Jeff Phipps and I and Leon won't be able to go, but kind of that shoulder I mentioned, but we'll be taking the Dodge and the big old Wells cargo trailer fully loaded, and we've got the back end of the Dodge full of bread and pastry and stuff we've gathered up from the bakery, and we'll get it all up to that food bank up there at Marysville on the old Tulalip Reservation, 9 mile post 199 up there north of Seattle. And then we're going to unload in that little food bank. Sister Frances Morton is running that, and such a precious sister in the Lord. And then we'll stay all night in the motel where we generally put up, and Sunday morning we'll get to worship with those people in that little chapel. And neighbor, it's a blessing. They've got some of the finest musicians and all, and Bob King is excited. He made a recording for him. He's going to give them that film the last time we was up there that he got to make that for. The last time we attended service, we got snowed out. The last time we didn't, we had to head for home. The people couldn't even get out to church. God helped us to get back, but I believe this time we won't have any snow, Bob King, and we'll make it. And God will bless us. Neighbor, keep us in your prayers, that God will use us.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love, by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.